The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I am your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Judy Duenas, who is from the Roslyn area and a member of the advisory, or soon to be. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And our first speakers coming up is Mari Robinson and Paul Merkelson. And Mari is involved with Power Up Communities, which is an organization that basically, it's a green organization helping people become more efficient energy-wise within their homes.
Yep.
Welcome, Mari, and welcome, Paul. And since you're the most senior person here today, Mari, not in age, in experience on the radio, take it away.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for having us. Power, like you said, basically Power Up Communities is a nonprofit energy efficiency program. It's offered through the Long Island Progressive Coalition, which is a nonprofit that's been operating for 35 plus years on Long Island. And we really are in existence to help homeowners navigate the energy efficiency process, making sure that they can access rebates and discounts from the state, financing so that you don't have to pay anything out of pocket, and ensuring that those new heating systems, insulation upgrades, ventilation issues can be fixed by a certified professional, with no out-of-pocket costs.
Okay. I'm going to start it off with a question. Within the town of North Hempstead, we have a program called Project Safe, mm-hmm. which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. Mm-hmm. And a big piece of that program is scamming. The most important thing that I go for everybody, how does a person start this process so that they know the person coming to the door? You know, they knock on your door, I want to help you out, and somebody, we've read about it, where people have gotten robbed. You have an organization that's such a worthy organization. What's the procedure that the person knows that Judith's coming? And I know we have Paul here who's going to be able to talk about this also.
Yeah, Paul will be able to give his testimonial, that's a great question, and it's definitely a concern for us, not just for seniors, but for everyone.
It's true, too.
We do focus in low to moderate income communities with people who have budgets, and they're usually the number one people scammed in these situations. Really what we do is have a huge amount of referrals. We have people that went through the program that refer friends and neighbors, so they call us oftentimes.
Okay, that's good.
But when
good.
We're doing actual outreach, we partner with community organizations that already have the trust in the community, and they're kind of vetting us for their members. So they know that we are funded through a grant from New York State Energy. They know that we are operating under a legitimate nonprofit organization that's been on Long Island for 35 plus years.
Perfect.
We do some one-on-one with people at like grocery stores or at their door or whatever. But for the most part, the best way to really reach community members is to partner with the organizations, churches, stuff like that, that they can already trust. And if they trust us, then...
Okay, no, it's a point. And actually, and somebody listening today can call 311 to get you on. So they go through the town, dial 311.
Exactly. I mean, if the town trusts us, hopefully
on that list. That's
but
why
yeah, if they call 311,
I'm not questioning you
say,
guys. I want to make sure people realize.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's super important. If you call 311 and say, I'm interested in energy upgrades or I need insulation, I have drafty rooms, my energy bills are really high, they'll direct you straight to Power Up Communities. We have a great partnership with them. And a lot of seniors and a lot of families have gone through the program in the town of North Hempstead, including Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through this program 2 years ago. My house is 90 years old. I've lived in it over 30 years. And, I thought I took pretty good care of it, but I knew I needed to do some work. The house was drafty in the winter, and I had an old oil burner, and, my energy bills were pretty high. So I thought originally, I retired about 4 years ago also, I thought originally that I would do some of this work myself. But I found out about Power Up Communities. I said, let me take a look at this. Mari and her team were like very helpful, very knowledgeable. So I said, this gives me a comfort factor. They're affiliated with New York NYSERDA. The contract is certified to do the work. Let me have professionals take a look at it. So, it gave me, in answer to your question, I felt much more comfortable, although I did feel capable of doing it myself. But, it gave me a comfort factor knowing that these people were experts in it.
Now, can you do it if you call Power Up Communities? Will they send somebody in, like in Paul's case, when Paul knows what he's doing? Could you have done the work if you wanted to? You know what I'm trying to say?
I'll tell you just quickly. In hindsight, when the contractor came in and did the free assessment, they recommended some things that I didn't think really needed to be done.
Okay.
And there were some things I thought I was going to do that really weren't that necessary.
That's wonderful. Okay.
I thought I was more knowledgeable than I really was.
And I think an important aspect of that is the first step is free. That person coming in, the certified contractor, we at PowerUp have a vetted list of NYSERDA certified contractors that are also have been working with us for 2, 3, 4 years. They're held accountable not only to the state, but to the nonprofit that they're working with, which is us. And when they come in and do the assessment, it's completely free. They look at your house from top to bottom. A couple days later, they come back and they have a report of every single thing you could get done to your house to improve your energy, how much it would cost you, how much it would save you every year on your energy bills, and really how much PowerUp pre-approved you for in advance in grants, discounts, rebates, so that if you want to move forward, you're ready to rock. And if you don't want to move forward, then no harm done. You got a great free assessment. You can keep the report. That being said, 75 to 100% of the people who go through our program and get the free assessment move forward with work. I mean, homeowners know they need the work done. They just don't really know how to go about doing
it. Okay. Now, is the work done under the auspices of one person? Like, just say you need the roof repaired and your windows and the oil burner.
It's funny because 2 of the 3 things you just listed, we can't help you with.
Okay.
We focus on heating systems and insulation because it's a state program that's meant to be low-cost improvements that will save you the most amount of money. Our average homeowner that goes through the process that's an oil homeowner saves about $2,000 a year on their energy costs. Our average gas homeowner saves about $800 a year. So these are meant to be projects that are under $20,000 to get your whole house energy efficient that we can get 50, 60, 70% discounted, oftentimes for our seniors or our more budgeted homeowners.
Okay.
So we do focus on heating systems, making sure that you have an efficient oil burner or conversion to gas if you're interested in it, and then insulating that entire house so that you're not, letting your money fly through the walls and out the attic in the basement. Windows are awesome, but they just, looks-wise, but they don't save people money, and I think that's part of the scam. A lot of people spend 60, 70, 80 grand on beautiful windows, and they don't see a savings at all. They just have new beautiful windows.
It sounds like with these deep discounts and loans, most seniors, even if they're lower income, are able to afford. But what if they still can't? I mean, what if they'll never be able to amortize their investments,
that's a great
in
question.
Their lifetime?
That's a great question. So it's a little bit morbid, but it's a good question. So basically, all of these improvements have to pay for themselves in under 15 years. That's part of the state's requirement. In our situation, most of our oil homeowners, it pays for themselves in under 7. Gas homeowners, 10 and under. That being said, if a senior calls us and they're a lower income senior on more of a budget, if I find out they qualify for a better free program offered through the state, I will get them the paperwork to do that program. This isn't like a territorial thing where we're just trying to get people to move forward with ours. If we find out you qualify for a program that is specifically geared towards much lower income people, which oftentimes seniors are, we'll get you to go through that. For the most part, we focus on that niche of people that's not so low income that they can get this work for free and not so high income that they can just throw money at a problem. We want to be able to get you the rebates that you qualify for to make this affordable so that when you do finance the remainder of the cost, you are literally only paying with what you are saving from the work. So there's no out-of-pocket expenses. You don't have to worry about rebudgeting. You're just taking that $2,000 a year that you were spending on oil and putting some of it towards a more efficient, comfortable, cozy, energy-efficient home.
Sounds great.
And that's what the financing lets you do. It's straight on your PSC&G bill, 3.5% fixed financing for everyone, regardless of your credit. And we get you pre-approved for it in advance so that when they present to you your options, you would know exactly that pay-with-what-you-save model, how it would look for you.
That's tremendous. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Paul in a minute about the work that was actually done in your house, but what I would like to ask Mari, your dynamic personality, could you give us a little bit of your background? How did you get involved in this?
I went to Hofstra University. I'm from like 4 or 5 hours north.
Exactly. So did Zach.
Go Pride. And when I came here, basically I had I wanted to go to the city. And then I started working on a local community campaign for a politician that was running for office. And I learned more about kind of the energy issues on Long Island, a lot about It's kind of interesting. We take things from the city and we take things from upstate New York that we share. And I started getting involved in environmental justice advocacy, and the rest kind of just happened. I didn't want to leave. There's so much potential on Long Island for wind and solar and energy efficiency that, I think more people, especially younger people, should get involved with it.
Terrific. No, because that's comes across in your delivery, just the way Aaron's saying, honestly, which is very, I like to have people on the show who own what they're doing. And you do. You're behind us 100%, which I think is tremendous.
Great. Thanks.
I know.
How much wind energy is actually being used on Long Island now?
None.
That's what I mean,
there's like one.
Same
in
as the windows.
There's like
Bad
ones
question.
In Jones Beach, but I just use that as an example because there's huge potential for offshore wind on Long Island and in solar, and we kind of have everything here that a lot of other places in New York can't utilize. So I think it starts with energy efficiency that the average homeowner can do to be a part of this kind of bigger movement of what Long Island can become.
You're not involved, or are you involved, I shouldn't have said not, solar? Or recommendations, at least.
We always focus on going efficient first, mm-hmm. because you want to reduce before you go to renewables.
Okay.
But if someone, after they get this work done, is interested in solar, we're more than happy to educate them before they kind of go off into the stratosphere of solar contractors.
Okay.
Actually, our focus is energy efficiency.
It's very interesting. I'm involved in an organization that put solar panels on about 2 years ago. A lot of money. It's a very big building. And then when they did the studies, they realized it didn't appear to be that much of a savings. The reason being, since then, they've replaced the furnaces, the generators, everything else is being, and I was at a meeting with them last night, coincidental, and it said they were basically saying, yeah, we're going to save over time. We should have replaced everything first.
Exactly.
And found out, because now we don't have any baseline to say how much we're saving, right. Because we got wonderful solar, but now we have new generators, and now we have new, and right. It's a huge 100,000 square foot facility, so it's a big,
It's huge, yeah. I mean, a solar is electric. Energy efficiency is fuel. The majority of people waste the most amount, at least in my experience, on heating their home. Or if they do have high electric bills, it's often because they can't heat their home, so they're using space heaters. So we want to focus on that first and then be able to assist with electric reduction measures. I mean, Paul kind of did the gamut. He did a new heating system and insulation work.
Okay.
And 2 years later, you're still seeing the savings, right?
Yeah, I saved over $2,000 last year.
Really?
The projection was about $2,000. It was a cold winter last winter. And I saved over $2,000. And, what really was somewhat surprising to me is the improvement in home comfort. Because my house was drafty, but I was used to it. I put on a heavy sweater. Now we don't have to do that. And my wife is not asking me to turn the heat up all mm-hmm. the time. So that made a really big difference. And to answer your question from before, I had insulation done, attic, basement, weather stripping around the doors and windows. That made a big difference. There were a lot of drafts that I was just surprised were there, and the assessment, showed where the drafts were. And I replaced the old oil burner with a new gas heating system, which is, much more cleaner and efficient, and there's a big savings in that, too.
Now, this, you don't have to share this. How much did this cost you?
The total cost was $14,000. 25% of that was paid for through rebates that Mari and her team were able to help me get. And I, I'm kind of like a poster child. I went through the financing program, so I have no out-of-pocket expense. The repayment of the loan that paid for the rest of it's on my electric bill, and it's less than I'm
and
saving.
And you save $2,000, so with an investment of $11,000 in 5 years, you're clean.
I'm paying less than I'm saving.
That's amazing. We're going to take a break now. You've been listening to Mari and Paul and my co-host Judy talk about energy efficiency in the house. We'll be right back.